Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harold and Johnson, Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDF, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The 15-6 Lady Longhorns from George Ranch goes to the 14-11 Lady Eagles from Dawson High School. Just finishing up the JV game, it's George Ranch 42 and Dawson 36 with about a minute to play. So this one will play out. And we got some double coverage for you tonight. Chris Elling to Dawson High School. And he'll give us reports after every quarter. And at the end of the game, as the men are down there, the 15-2 Longhorns go into the Eagles' nest down 16-5. And they are both tied on top of 23-6A in the men's league at 3-0. Here, George Ranch is tied for second with Pearland. Now, on the other side, the Lady Eagles are in sixth place at 1-3. George Ranch at 3-1. Again, an 8-point lead here in the JV game with time winding down inside 25 seconds to play. George Ranch with the basketball and the 8-point lead. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, Chris Elliott will join us with his perspective on the men's game down at Dawson High School. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GEO.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Shun. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, he will knock you out with Arrows, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, the Suburban Yukons, and tonight. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-300 or reach out for information via email at info.com. It's the George Ranch High School's Athletic Club. Platinum Level Bizzers.
Stolen from Root Sports and ES Listening. Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Brett Dolan, and welcome back, everybody, to George Ranch High School. This is live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Let's bring you up to date on women's basketball in 23-6A. Alief Elsick on top at 3-0. Then Pearland and George Ranch 3-1. Alief Ings and Taylor tied at 2-2. And Glenda Dawson, Lady Eagles 1-3. And the Brazoswood Ball Club at 0-5. So a district that's got some competition in the first at least six teams out of eight in the district. Five out of seven, rather, with Dawson and Brazoswood having a little bit more of a tough go of it here in the last four or five games. Dawson at 1-3 and Brazoswood at 0-5. Here are the starting lineups for tonight as we wait on Chris's call. All right, let's head 30 miles northeast of here to Glenda Dawson High, where the 15-2 Longhorns play the 16-5 Eagles. And bringing us up to date on that is my partner, Chris Elliott. Hi, Chris.
Tom, good to be with you, and Happy New Year. What's going on over there?
Same to you. The JV game just finished. George Ranch, a winner here, 44-30, and we're waiting on the tip-off. How about you?
That's great to hear. Just under a minute and a half to left here in this ball game here. And they're just taking a late fourth quarter to lay up, put them up 53. So we're in a JV game here at high school in advance of the first place battle, the varsity matchup between the Horns, undefeated in district. We got a good one on hand here later tonight.
Yeah, George Ranch has been playing phenomenal basketball through the season. We mentioned they are 15-2 overall. Dawson at 16-5. So the old just about the same. And of course, as you pointed out, 3-0. Big ball game down there between Dawson and George Ranch.
Absolutely. These coaches and kids, they look at see who's doing what and what the records are. And so they've circled this ball game here on a Tuesday night. First day back at school. So we'll see if that has any impact.
All right, Chris, we will talk to you at the end of the first quarter. Give us a ring, and we'll put you on the air and find out how the first quarter went. It's George Ranch at 15-2 at the Eagles 16-5. Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Elliott down at in high school getting us ready for that ball game. Back here, we had an opportunity to talk to both, and we'll start the interview that we had with the head of the Lady Eagles, and that's Isabel Gomez. Our pleasure to spend a few minutes with Isabel Gomez, the head basketball coach for the Lady Eagles from Dawson High School. First of all,
thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
We always ask coaches, give us your opinion of, say, women's basketball.
I think it's a pretty tough district. I think everybody is fighting and scratching, you know, for the top four spots. I don't think there's anybody that's in here that is dominant. I think on a good night, a good team will be beat. But you just got to play well. And I think in this district, everybody has those assets to compete at this district level right here.
And how about your club? What's a sketch about your ball club?
I would think we're scrappy, tall, fast. What we try to do is just keep teams off guard. We in the beginning, trying to gel a little bit, coming off some injuries that we've had in the beginning of the season. Those have has hurt us a little bit. So hopefully we can come in here, kind of fine-tune a little bit.
So this is your fifth district game. What are some of your takeaways from the first four?
We played defense okay, a little above average. But like I said, we shot ourselves in the foot because we did not do well from the free throw line. So if that in our advantage and try and get to the basket a little, I think it'll be a different ball game for us.
And what's your approach with George Ranch?
From what I've seen and what I've scouted is that they're shooters a little bit. We can't let them shoot a lot of threes. We gotta don't overload on one side, so we gotta run on defense, so then they don't skip. But most of all, just kind of stay focused, staying strong. From what I've seen, that's a pretty good shooting team over there.
Well, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
That's Isabel Gomez, the head coach of the Lady Eagles, starting game tonight. A fight. A 5'8 Baker, a 5'8 sophomore, Olivia Johnson, a 5'8 senior, Kira Lunford, and a 5'0. It'll be Angelica White, Chloe Baker, Olivia Johnson, Kira Lunford. The starting five for the 14-11 Lady Eagles from Dawson High School. Flip over to the lady to our conversation.
I know, I haven't seen you.
Giving Merry Christmas, Happy New First of all, the Eagles coming in, what do you know about them?
Pretty strong. They rebound the ball well. So, you know, we're just going to have to do our job on the defensive end and, you know, and push the ball on the offensive end like we've been doing the last few games.
Lead the team in scoring one.
They've been distributing the ball well. They've had a few games where they've been pretty close to double, and that's from the both of them. So not only have been shooting the ball fairly well, they've been doing their job as far as including the other parts of the team as well. So I'm looking forward to them showing up again in this next game today.
You knew a lot about Jade, played for you for a couple of years. Did you expect that kind of production out of Savannah Velasquez?
You know, I knew that she was a super strong guard that was really fast and capable of getting to the goal. But she's really stepped out as a leader for us. Coming to the varsity level, not being afraid, just being able to play her game, it was an asset. I knew she was going to be an asset. We were going to get better because she came to us, but we are significantly better with her on the floor.
Has she moved into that leader aside on the intangible, been contributing in points and different things like that?
You know, we still need your point guard for those things. You know, that floor goal, that support for everyone else better on the floor. Of course, you know, especially when you have a very strong, you know, when Jaden goes. But side by side, they have been, you know, they have been a significant, significant part.
So this is in district play. Has your opinion changed about playing them?
And Elsick, they're really strong teams. And to be honest, any given day would be hard to beat, considering, you know, Ailey Taylor has beat Pearland and, I mean, the last night. So at this point, we're all, us, Elsick, and Pearland are all. I think it's going to come down to those.
Well, it's good to see you again, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the ladies. Her start. She'll start with senior Milan Francis Miller, a 5'4 junior, John, a 5' freshman, 9' sophomore Gabby Owens, sophomore Emilian Fowler, Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for George Ranch. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS Radio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend with upfront every day. Our engine warranty and promise. Way to go, Gilman Way and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side's buzzer beating and here for the rest of your lives.
Friends are getting their yearbooks signed by all of nation. Hi-yah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
It's team at George Ranch High School.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, public address announcer, inner Longhorns, the senior, Milan Francis, 5'4", junior. The sophomore, Emilian Fowler, 5' Velasquez. And the sophomore, Gabby Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for George Ranch. Hook up with the ball club. She has two freshmen, four sophomores, two juniors, and four seniors. On the other side of the scorebook, Isabel Gomez has two freshmen, three sophomores, three juniors, and seven seniors on her. Parents are 5-1 in 23-6A play, 15-11 in. In the circle, for a 5'8 senior will jump it up against Emilian Fowler, a 5'8 sophomore. Everybody at the scorer's table looks like they are ready. Officials working the ball game tonight. Everybody is set. Along we'll be moving right to left across your radio dial, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening. Welcome in. Ball is in the air, tipped around and taken by or over to Jaden Dunn. Underway at George Ranch. To Fowler. Fowler to Velasquez. A little trouble with the basketball, but she's got it. Into the corner to Milan Francis Miller. And the ball, but they commit their first turnover on the travel as Kira Lunford with the out top to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez averaging 15.7 points a game. Jaden Dunn wanted to leave her feet and she did the shot, and that's turnovers. Dawson off Chloe Baker. And she gives it down low to Braylon Younger, who puts it in, and the Dawson Eagles are on the board first, 2-0. Dunn to Velasquez. Velasquez works the right on her way to the basket. Is whistled against Olivia Johnhurst. Long three-pointer on it, no good. Cleared off the boards by Kira Lunford. Lunford, the corner to Chloe Baker. Long shot on its way, no good. The rebound and the putback is good by Angelica White. It's Fields. Jaden Dunn working against Olivia Johnson. Dunn drives the basket, no good. And by Braylon Younger. Down to Chloe Baker. She's guarded by Milan Francis Miller. Now the give down the lane. Dawson lays it up and no good. Clipboards by Miller. To Jaden Dunn down low. Gabby Owens. She misses a lot. Cannot get the drop early on. 29 left in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Lady Eagles. Down low and off the fingertips of Bray for the Eagles. George Randbound. There is overtime in the JV game down in say men's basketball. So that will delay the varsity game just a bit. Set to check in for George Rand. Give to Milan Francis Miller. Dropped the rim, bounded around, and came off. But again, the Lady Eagles can't hold on to the rebound. It goes out of bounds, so George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Lap of the basketball by Mitzadin to Jaden Dunn to Velasquez. Little backwards dribble as she gets set. Now she drives the left, no good. Izzy Little with the rebound, and she's fouled. Foul first at the free throw. Little, she's a 5'10 junior, averages just over 5 points a game for George Ranch. Throw on its way and good. Finally, the Longhorns are on the board. After a couple minutes of balls hitting the rim and spinning around the rim, way no good. Into now, George Ranch takes it. Took that errant pass to Velasquez out top. She works down the right side to give to Izzy. Good. Izzy Little comes in and gives the Longhorns 4-3. Eagles by one. Out its way, no good. Off the front of the rim. Glad you joined us tonight on Geo. And Tamia Sanders, who's in for the Eagles. She's a 6 foot junior, but the award will go to. They'll take it out. Kira Lunford stolen away for the Lady Eagles. George Ranch will give to Velasquez. She by Olivia Johnson. Now back. And Savannah Velasquez Ranch takes its first lead of the night. Again, and the Lady Eagles got the rebound on the first shot. Committed there. Ended up in the hands of Savannah. Laid it up and in. She's got a couple points. And three for Izzy Little. Shot from the... No good. Another shot. Chloe Baker into the hands of Milan Francis Miller. She drives the left side. And the hook shot is good. On the board is 7-4, George Ranch. Down low on the sleeper pass to Chloe Baker. 7-6. We've got ourselves a good ball game early on here at George Ranch. Left in the first quarter. Jaden Dunn all alone down the lane. And the layup is good by Jaden Dunn. Just over 12 points a game. Now down the other end. Via Johnson drives the lane. She's fucked. Johnson at the free throw line for Isabel Gomez's club. And good. Nine-7 Longhorns by a basket. Second free throw is Olivia Johnson. She's got a couple points, and the lead is down to one. Now Velasquez, between the legs dribble, kicks it out in the Jaden Dunn. Jaden Dunn with 5 points. It's 12-8. And the Eagle on the way. But for traveling, and she took one too many steps on her way to the basket on the layup attempt. That's Jada Howard, a 5'10". Three-pointer away from the corner by Milan Francis Miller. 15-8, biggest lead of the ballgame so far by either club. George Ram. Johnson gets the basketball into Kira Lunford. Lunford out top to Angelica White. White back into Lunford at the free throw line. She kicks it out on the three-point attempt by Chloe Baker. That's no good. Round. And finally, the ball is kicked out top. But Esquez, and she's fouled. A 5'11 junior. And that ball knocked around by her. And then she threw it into the hands of George Ranch. First free throw by Savannah Velasquez is no good. Jordan Skin for the Dawson Eagles. Dribbles at the free throw line. Puts that one up. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound by Ann Rasbin. Hands of Angelica White. She's tied up by Velasquez. Inside, now back out to White. She is basketball. She heads down the lane into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the right side. In, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Olivia Johnson, her second. Jaden Dunn gets the basket, and she'll have a free throw coming up. She's got 7 points so far, a couple baskets and a three. Free throw on its way and good. Bomb done. 18-8. Longhorn by 10. Nope. Walks the basketball up. Dribbles around. A good tied up underneath. And contemporaneous with that is like a timeout. You're listening to live basketball on GRHS IRIC.
And rehabilitating mouths to full ends with the treatment of people. That's why the office treat people focuses on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhyme. Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland 1565, or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
All right, back at George Ranch. Longhorns by 10, 18-8. Out top, Angelica White. She's White drives into. And the award goes to George Ranch. George Ranch with two. Jaden Dunn will walk this one up. No pressure by the Lady Eagles at this point. Side. Back to Jaden Dunn. But rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Back to Jaden Dunn out top. Longhorns will get another look to Savannah Velasquez. Pointer is in and out, but a good rebound by Izzy Little to Jaden Dunn. To Milan Francis Miller. Another attempt. No good. And the basket is put back. She's on the board. Howard, the Longhorns inside 40 seconds to Jordan Skaggs. Skaggs from the corner. Three-pointer is off the back iron. No good. Runs by George Ranch. Let's see what the call was. Now there's some disagreement. The Lady Eagles have gone on Francis Miller. It's just waste how it's going to go. All right, around the horn to Velasquez. Now into Izzy Little. Jump shot on its way. No good. Cleared off the board by Kira Lunford, the 5'8 senior. Now to Angel second. And that one is no good. And it goes out of bounds. Isabel Gomez will want to work with her club on turnovers. They have 10 in the first quarter. George Ranch with just 2. Now the inbound to court. After one quarter of play, George Ranch 20. And the Lady Eagles from Dawson High, 8. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS IRA.
Then the Fort Bend Herald. Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper and for as little as 9 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So Fort Bend Herald, to subscribe, go to theherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald. That's the Fort Bend Herald. For you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. George Ranch 20 and the Lady Eagles from Dawson High. 8 points by Jaden Dunn. Points by Izzy Little. And then a basket apiece by Savannah Velasquez and Jada Howard. That's 2 turnovers for the Lady Longhorns. Baskets by Angelica White, Chloe Baker, Olivia Johnson. Lady Eagles, they've committed able to capitalize on a point lead. Shot put up by the Eagles. No good. Angelica White with the rebound. Her follow-up is no good. Into the hand, who drives all the way down the court, lays it up and in. Savannah with 4 points, and the lead is 22-8. Chloe Baker, no good. The rebound by Braylon. Kicks it back out to White. She's guarded by into the corner. Chloe Baker, she tries to get Ranch. Down to Milan Francis Min, and she's fouled. Francis Miller takes the pass from Savannah Velasquez, lays it up and in, and she'll be at the free throw line. Angelica White with Milan Francis Miller was trying to add to that. Her average is 5.5 points a game. Better than that already tonight. 25-8, Longhorns by 17 to Olivia Johnson. Chloe Baker puts up the shot by Izzy Jaden Dunn. The corner to Velasquez. She drives down the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Good hook shot effort in the lane, but cleared off the boards by Angelica White. Check that, Kennedy Williams in the ball. Ball and down court, the lay-in by George Ranch is capitalizing on just about every turnover. And we thought we had one there. Emil Dunn will check out for a breather. She gets high fives from everybody on the bench. To Braylon Younger, who lays in. Braylon Younger with four. George Ranch. Found and out of bounds almost. Ball into Izzy Little. Around the horn. Over for George Ranch. a little more than 17 to the delight of Cook. Long pass goes over by the Lady Eaglehorn bench. Izzy Little gets it into Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez to Milan Francis Miller to Izzy Little. In the corner to Emilian Fowler. She drives. Gabby Owens on the scoreboard with her first basket. It's 29-10. Longhorns by 19. Down the lane, little running layup by Olivia Johnson is no good. Ball is knocked around and out of bounds by George Ranch. Kira Lunford in the corner to Braylon. And Izzy Little. And the award goes to George Ranch. That's another turnover for the Lady Eagles. In the corner to Fowler. Fowler to Gabby Owens. Three-pointer with 11 points. Drive down the lane. Little running layup is off the mark by Kier. And the Eagles will inbound under their own basket. They almost lost it. At their end in is Amia Norman Kasten. And she's in the ball game for Izzy Little. Izzy Little checks out with three. Jada Sanders checks in. Eagles, she's a 5'11 sophomore. Velasquez on the steal. She lays it up and in. 8 points for Savannah. 34-10, George Ranch. 34 by the Longhorn. Ooh, Amia Kasten tried to follow, and that's no good. Into the ball thrown into the hand to Savannah Velasquez, and George Ranch widens their lead to 6 points on the repeated turnovers by the Lady Eagles, and the Longhorn is on just about one of those. We'll take a timeout here. Your live Lady Longhorns ball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its youth football league that stresses a positive environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and its competitive zones based on the same Austin, Clements, Mark Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8 year 9 and 10 year olds and 12 year olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Just received word from Chris Elliott. They're just about ready to tip off at Dawson. Are there George Ranch 15 and 2. Eagles 16 and 5, both are 3-0 in 23-6A play. Battle for number one down at Dawson. The shot attempt is on by Emilian Fowler. Fowler to Velasquez. She drives the baseline. Dishes Owens, who lays it up and in. 4 points. And the Longhorns have widened their lead to 28 points. It's 38-10. And a shot put up, and Rasbin, her first basket of the night. Steal now by the Lady Eagles inside. Eagles interrupted that. Now they give to Sarahlyn Charles. In the corner, three-pointer on its way. Frags, that's no good. Head to Savannah Velasquez. The easy lay-in for Savannah. She's got 12 points. She averages 15.7 points. Ahead now to Milan Francis Miller. Miller lay-in. Another basket off the turnover. Another basket by the Longhorns. Set to come in. And a drive down the lane by Jada Sanders. And she's held by Gabby Owens. Her Longhorn personal fouls on the other side. Four committed by Eagles. On its way by Jada Sanders is good. Jaden Dunn, Jada Hobby Owens, and Milan Francis Miller check out the 5'3 senior. Ball now in the hand. Second free throw on its way off. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Savannah Velasquez. Eagle. Danielle Garza, 5'5 senior, will do that. She gets Blackman around the horn. That rims in and out. Good shot by Olivia Johnson from the outside. That one spun around the rim and went. Crouch is all number six for George Ranch. 42-13, Longhorn by 20, minute and a half left. And the lay-in down low by Kennedy Blackman. Kennedy on the board. Kennedy Blackman, a 5'10 senior, in for Isabel Gomez's club. Out top to Amit. And that ball's off the hands of Jaden Dunn and out of bounds. The Longhorns coming in. They have seven total. We started talking about how well they were doing on turnovers, so could be the broadcaster's jinx. We'll see. Hello against Jada Howard, her first. Howard a little in her defense down there. Lady Eagles, again, will inbound just basket. Braylon Younger's got the ball. Braylon Younger, she's got 42-7-25. Around the horn. Dunn picks up the ball, looking for somebody. Finally finds Jada Howard down low. Howard fouled. Foul whistled. Let's see here in her first. At the free throw line is Jada Howard. And she nails the first free throw for George Ranch. 40 seconds to play. Away and good by Jada Howard. She's got 4 points. 17. That long pass off the hands. Longhorns with 35 seconds to play before half. Around the horn to Lauren Crouch. Now to five. Dunn tries. It's off the Eagles' hands and into their possession. Williams with the basket. Longhorns with just 3 seconds to play. Long pass. Long shot, rather, put up by Jaden Dunn. And we'll see if she was fouled. The buzzer signaling the end of the second quarter. And it won't call a foul and send Jaden Dunn to the free throw line. So it's halftime. Longhorns 44 from Dawson to live. George Ranch High School.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. What about a Jeep Wrangler? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and Chevy SS. Bam! All new Chevy Silverado and GMC trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Nollies. Let's go all the way with George Ranch. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. To stop a train, and it's even harder to stop, call the Huntics 390s at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High's sponsors.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products. Named after a world in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952 as an industry leader for decades and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than from its location on Asbury in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camp.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHSI Radio.
All right, back in the Longhorns, 44, and the Lady Eagles from Dawson, 19. Here's the scoring for George Ranch. Francis Miller with 13 points, Savannah Velasquez with 12 points by Jaden Dunn, Gabby Owens and Jada Howard, and three by Izzy Litt. Horns have committed 8 through halftime here. George Ranch on the, and then two each by Kennedy Blackman, Alika White, Kennedy Williams, and a free throw by Jada Sanders, and that's the 19 points scored to this point by the Lady Eagles. 17 turnovers in the course of the ball game. The Longhorns have capitalized on just about every one of those. Let's go down to Dawson High School and Chris Elliott. Hi, Chris. With me, Chris.
Yeah, I'm here. One slow start for the Horn. All cylinders, 24 to Noah Tomlinson with a slow start, 1-5 shooting. He's got 2 points. Sam Woods comes in at the bench and is the leading scorer with 5 points. He drained a three close to the end of the first quarter. We're about set for second quarter action. The Horns need to bounce back.
All right, thanks, Chris. With you later on. Down 24-9. First quarter to the Dawson playing down there. Pearland, 44, and Eagles, 19. We'll take back. We'll have more from George Ranch. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball. Yes, iRadio.
The art and science during and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dofus treat people first. Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care. From single crowns to full mouth the smile gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. Call 281-3156. Visit him on the web at dds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilmert Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and all our models. With upfront our engine warranty for life, that's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Ford. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. Gilman.
Junior Varsity Chelsea High School. And you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRH Radio.
All right, back at the ranch, the Eagles 19 in this 23-6A women's basketball game. George Ranch came in with a record of 15-6 and 3-1 in district. Lady Eagles 14 in district play. You just heard Chris Elliott's report. The Longhorns Jones's team off to a slow start. It's 24-9. The Dawson Eagles lead by 15 after the first quarter. Noah Thomason uncharacteristic as well. He's only got a couple points. He's a leading scorer for George Ranch with more than 22 points a game. But as Chris reported, single basket by Thomason by 15 is that Dawson 3-0 in district. Dawson Eagles 16-5 overall. George Ranch 2 record. Down to Pearland for the football game. And Chris check back in with us when he has more to tell us. Certainly by halftime, their game lagging behind by, well, about a quarter's worth as their JV game went down there. Here, the Ranch Longhorns in the JV contest beat Dawson 44-36. And next time Chris checks in, we'll find out what happened in that overtime JV basketball game. Opening tip by quite a bit, maybe about 30 minutes or so. So they're about a quarter behind. George Ranch on the road on Friday. Another 23-6A district game. against the Lady Rams at the home of Elsick High School. That's a Friday night 7 o'clock tip-off. The Dawson Lady Eagles from Taylor High School, a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be back here at George Ranch. The men are back here in district play. And they will host Elsick on Friday night. Our airtime, 6:45 on GRHS. 7 o'clock tip-off for the men's basketball team after tonight at Dawson. Back to the friendly confines here at George Ranch and tip it off. Both teams back on the court. George Ranch moving left to right now in the second half of play. All right, ball to Olivia Johnson. And Johnson walks with the basketball. Back into the hands of George Ranch. Milan Francis Miller will inbound. Quarter number three, 25. Low to Izzy Little. Turnaround jump shot is good by the 5'10 junior Izzy Little. Little with 5 points. She averages five. Down low to Braylon Younger. Younger dishes it off. No good. Rebound by Jaden. Into the hands of Velasquez. Little running layup. No good. Didn't hit the rim. Picked out of the air by Chloe Baker. Baker to Angelica White. Three-pointer on its way. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Ahead to Jaden Dunn. Done to Izzy Little. Now down low to Velasquez. And the miscue is number nine for George Ranch into the hands of the Lady Eagles. And as soon as I say that, Gabby Owens in front of a pass. And the other direction, Jaden Dunn with the left-handed dribble to Gabby Owens. Shot from the free throw line is good by Owens. She's got 6 points. Gabby Owens, her game average of 5.3. To Chloe Baker. Three-pointer on its way, and that's good by Chloe Baker. She's got 5 points. Longhorns, Eagles. And another turnover by George Ranch. That's 10. Ahead to Angelica White, and she's fouled on the layup attempt. Sold against Savannah Velasquez. Longhorns have Jaden Dunn, Savannah Velasquez, Milan Francis Miller, Gabby O, and Izzy Little. Free throw away off the back iron and falls off the rim. First free throw, no good by Angelica White. She'll get another. Next one on its way, and that one rims in and out. No luck for Angelica White on those two. 48-24, Longhorns have doubled up on the Eagles. Dunn with the left-hand dribble to Velasquez. Steps inside that three-point line, puts up the jumper. Too strong, doesn't catch any iron, but a good rebound by Jaden Dunn. And Velasquez has that ball partially blocked into the hands of the Lady Eagles. And it's Chloe Baker. Baker drives the baseline, puts up the off-balance shot. And that one goes. And she is Steve Baker, the 5'4 senior. One of the George Ranch trained to her. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball, RHS iRadio.
Hey, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting buzzer for the rest of your lives.
We left in the pasture with all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Shelby Jacobs, she's walked. Take a seat on the end of the bench, and Shelby will tend to her, and play will continue here at George Ranch. Hit the floor. Longhorns let that ball go out of bounds, and inbound to Milan Francis Miller, to Savannah. Chris Elliott reports to George Ranch, 20. with 3 minutes. He'll have another report when halftime comes. Ball knocked around on the floor. Back into the hands of George Ranch. Down low to Gabby Owens. Owens were 8th point of the night. It's 50-24. Longhorn 26. Drive down the lane. And the scoop layup is good by Angelica White. Izzy Little to Savannah Velasquez. And a travel by Jaden Dunn. Tried to get that extra step. Her defender. Danielle Garza, a 5, is in for the Lady Eagles. Tries to get it inside. Ball stolen away by Milan Francis Miller. Side on the layup. Into the hands of Jada. All will be. Amia Norman Caston will inbound. Up to Jaden Dunn. Catch out top. Now has back. Now to Milan Francis Miller. In the corner to Norm. Aston, a little scoop layup attempt. No good. The rebound cleared off by Kira Lunford. Lunford ahead to Braylon Younger. Younger on the first layup attempt. No good. Rolls around and that's off. Rebound by Gabby Owens. In the corner is Miller. She drives the baseline. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound. And Rasbin checks in. And checking out is Braylon Younger. Miller slaps the basketball. Sends it out top to Jaden Dunn. Catches it over her shoulder. Now Bill with the jump shot from about 10 feet away and nails it. 7 points for Izzy Little. Down low to Danielle Garza. And she, either Izzy Little or Francis Miller. Let's see which. No good. The foul whistled against. Reason 5'5 senior Danielle Garza. First attempt is on its way and no good. Little chat at the scorer's table that they have everything correct. And it appears they do. So the ball sent back to the free throw line. Shot on its way and good for Danielle. Her first point of the night. 52-27. Longhorns in control. To Jaden Dunn. To Amia Normside. A little scoop layup attempt. Is no whistled again. Kira Lunford, her first. Officials are to each other, and the other one is hold up to see who got the personal foul at the free throw line. Amia Norm free throw on its off the mark. Second shot upcoming. Let's check in with Chris Elliott down at Dawson High School. Hey, Chris.
The Horns have a much better as they cut in 24-9-12. It's a 36-25 halftime score. Noah warmed up. He's got 8. It's Sam Woods, who also has 8. The Eagles came out and were really, and they got the benefit of a lot of calls. And then the Horns did a good job just to kind of steady towards the end of that second quarter and finish strong. They were down as many as 7 and have clawed back to within 11 at the break. Dawson High School would be here as the Horns look to cut into that Eagle.
The first quarter that you reported, that was some uncharted territory for George. 15 points, and especially found that second quarter and brought it into 11 points.
It was a line that ended up being, including Noah, who ended the half with 0.1 seconds to go in the half. He got fouled going up for a layup and met 36-24.
All right, thanks. We'll check in with you later on. That's Chris Elliott from Dawson High School Longhorns down by 11 now at halftime, 36-25 to the Dawson Eagles. Is 53-20. Lady Longhorns on top of the Lady Eagles. Milan Francis Miller, a little off-balance shot in the left. Good. Knocked around, knocked a good save into the hands of Miller. Miller with the scoop shot, no good. Rebound by Kira Lunford. And a foul against Savannah Velasquez. That's number two. Ball walked up the court by Sarah Lynn Charles. Charles over to three-pointer on its way. No good. And the ball knocked around and off of Sarah Lynn Charles. Bounds. Turnover number four in the quarter. Number four, the Lady Eagles. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Gabby Owens out top. Savannah Velasquez. Side and get a pass. It's off the foot. Bounds. Central inbound with in. Back out top to this dribble to set things up. Now she heads down the right side of the lane. Puts up a layup. No good. Off the glass. Into the hands of Sarah Lynn Charles. Seven. And that pass down the lane and out of bounds. Inside. Second to play. 0.84 seconds left in the third quarter. And long shot. Doesn't basket. After 53. And Lady Longhorns Varsio.
The art and science of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full funk effectiveness begins with people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, Sugarland Town Square, 81-31-1565. Visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day. Our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
To the fourth quarter we go with the Lady Longhorns, 3-27, down at Dawson Heights Ranch, down by 11 at halftime, 36 to the Eagles. Break the tie in first place with the Eagles and George Ranch, both 3-0. Two Eagles at 16-5 over. All right, the inbound to Angelica White. We're underway in the fourth quarter. Just into Kira Lund. Back out to Angelica White. Jump to the hands. Unford. She puts up an off. Clears the boards. Oh, to Amia Norman, who lays it up and in. Her first of the night. 55-27. Out top to Braylon Younger. That one is a tie-up on the floor by Jaden Dunn. Awarded to... All right, checking out is Tamia Sanders. Tamia down the lane and lays that up and in. Four consecutive points by Norman Caston. Over to from about 10 feet away. No good. Cleared off the board by Braylon Younger. That ball knocked out of bounds. Will inbound just to the right of their basket. Yindy Blackman. Blackman fouled. Foul whistled against Izzy Little. Amia Norman Caston And Jada Howard in the lineup. First in the ball game, Angelica White, Braylon Younger, Kennedy Blackman, and see that jersey number. It's Olivia Johnson. Shot put up and in by Jada Howard. She's got six. 59-28. Longhorns by more than 30. Back is Kira Long. Longhorns with the long pass down court and out of everybody's reach and out of bounds. In is Jasmine Howard, a 5'9 Jada Howard. Our coach to her group and talking to her group like they lead by three. Always strategizing, working with her club to get better. They came into the ball game at 15-6 and tied for second with Pearland High School in 23-6A play. Last report from Chris Elliott down at Dawson High School. The Eagles at halftime, 36. Jones's group trying to win their 16th. They are 15-2, 15-5 before that one started. Ball down low and Younger. Layup put up. And another shot put up. No good. Into the hands of Mia. The pass to Izzy Little. Little out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn guarded out there by Angelica White. Again, that one's off the mark. The rebound sends it down court and out of the reach of Braylon Younger and out of bounds. Oh, just a little pressure applied. Jaden Dunn across the line to Norman Kasten. That one sent into the corner to Izzy Little off her hands. Turnover number 13 for George Ranch. No lied by the Lady Longhorn. White with the basketball over to Olivia Johnson. In the corner to... Now the opposite corner to Angelica White. She drives in the lane. Is fouled by the Longhorns. Fouls Jada Howard, her second. At the free throw line, Angelica White. First, she missed both of those in the third quarter. First one on its way, and she's got 5 points on the night. Next one on its way, and good again. Angelica White now 2 for 4. She's got 6 points on the evening. It's 59. Short timeout granted to Shalisha. Listening to live Lady Longhorns, GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is... Relive every side-jerking moment for the rest of...
Don't y'all all be forgetting their yearbook signed by all of...
Order your yearbooks today.
4 minutes and 52 seconds of the ball game. Lady Longhorns and the school. Inbound to Jaden Mall by Olivia Johnson. Lays it up and in. Little short jumper by Jaden Dunn. She's got 10 points on the night. Shot by Olivia Johnson is off. Rebound to the Lady Eagles and then into the hands of Amia Norman. Caps up an off-balance shot by Kennedy Blackman. Shot put, did not drop. Into the hands. 4 minutes to play here at George Ranch. Ball kicked out top to Amia Norman. Kasten, she hits the three-pointer. 62. Longhorns double up again. Eagles. That's 7 points on the night by Amia Norman. She commits a personal foul down low. Line is Kira Lunford. First free throw off the back iron and no good. Checking in for George Ranch, Savannah Velasquez. And a 5'7", Ryan Dennis for George Ranch. Izzy Little and Amia Norman-Caston are out for the moment. Free throw on its way and good by Kira Lunford. She's got 3 points on the night. All here in the fourth quarter. To Savannah Velasquez. A ball stolen away by the Eagles. And into the hands of Kennedy Blackman, who puts up the good. Little turnaround effort by Braylon Younger. It's partially blocked, but the other foul pulled against Jada Howard. And again, some uncertainty at the scorers table whether the Lady Eagles will be shooting here. On see if they are in the bonus. The scoreboard says they are. Standing at the free throw line is Braylon Younger, the 5'11 junior. She and all right. 3:20 left in the ball game. At the free throw line is Braylon Younger. It's 64-33. Longhorns by 31. All right, Braylon Younger off the back iron, no good. Rian in the corner gets put up, no good. Shot put up, no good. Whistle. Ball apparently last touched and out of bounds by George Ranch. The inbound will be by Olivia Johnson. To Angelica White. Into the corner and off the hands. One of the Longhorns and out of bounds. And again, ball will be inbounded by Olivia Johnson. Johnson gets it in to Angelica White. White back to Johnson. Puts up a shot. Puts up the second shot. That one goes in, and she's fouled. Howard whistled for my book. That is five. Jada Howard. Basket is good by Olivia Johnson. And the free throw is good as well. She's got 5 points on the night. Down by Dennis. Dennis in the corner to Jaden Dunn, who back outside. 2:40 left to play in the ball game. One scrambled for. Down to Braylon over the rim. And rebounded by George Rand. Ball on the right side. Puts up a Dunn out top. And short jump shot. Good. Off the iron. By Lunford to Olivia Johnson. Now in the corner to end. Shot put up. No good. Back is no good by Braylon Younger. And she's fouled. Against Jasmine Howe. All right, in comes Milan Francis Mill and Lauren checking out is Amia Norman Cast. Check that. It's Jasmine Howard coming out and also Ryan Dennis. At the free throw line is Braylon Younger. She's got 6. A little confusion on all of the player substitutions here, but now we're ready. Good. Bye. So Longhorns will go to 16-6 on the year and 4-1 in 23-6A play. Second free throw is off the mark. Dawson Eagles will fall to 14-12 and 1 in district play. Checking in, Jordan Skaggs. Checking out is Braylon Younger. So, trigger the inbound, gets it in to 2 to Mia Sanders. Sanders drives a length of the court. And shot put up by 10. 4 points tonight. Inside a minute 10 to play. To Gabby Owens. She works the right side. Puts up the shot. No good. Roll. And Rosamond in the corner with the basketball. She loses control. Put up by Lauren Crouch. And one of us will do that. Charles, that's no good. Hits the rim. And she'll get another.
Well, we're right where we started the third quarter. An and one. Cut it to 8. 11-11. 37-36. Noah's gone. And he is the Horns' leading scorer on 4 of 12 shooting. So he needs to heat up here in the fourth as we have just gone.
Result here, Lady Long in that ball. In with us later when the ball game is complete. Right now, Dawson leads by 11, 47-36 as they start the fourth quarter down in Velasquez. Just dribble this one away. Now down the lane, little scoop layup, and that's no good. No, ball game 40. We'll be back to George Ranch City Basketball on GR.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. At Stuart's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhyme's and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, in Sugarland Town. Call 281-1565. Visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engineers promise, no matter what, we've got Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Harold & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive for you and your family. One thing that is set is their emphasis on oral health issues. Harold & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, extractions, and much more. Call Harold & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
Ranch will wrap this one up. Lady Longhorn and the Lady Eagle here at the ranch. A scoring for George Ranch. Savannah Velasquez with 16, 13 by Milan France Dunn. 8 apiece by Izzy Little and Gabby Owens. 6 by Jada House. 7 by Amia Norman Caston. Scored by George Ranch. Top scorer, 7 point. 5 apiece by Chloe Kennedy Williams. Kennedy Blackman and free throw by Danielle Gord by the Lady Eagles, 27 overs in that ball game. George Ranch capitalized first half of play when the Lady Eagles had 17 during particular time. Longhorns push their record to 16-6, 4-1 overall for George Ranch. On the other side of the ledger, 15-11, 1-4 district play. Down by 11, 36 at the end of the third quarter as they head into quarter number four down there. That's a battle for first place in the game at 16-5, also 3-0, and 15-2 before that one tipped off down at Dawson. As you recall, the JV game went to, so they're about a quarter behind us, so to speak. And we're going to take some messages here when we come back. Maybe we'll hear the air. Final score in Lady Longhorns basketball, it's 68-40 over the Lady Eagles. We'll take a break when we come back. Get a report from Chris Elliott.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, oldest newspaper since 18, no other paper around. Have it delivered right to your door. Free subscription. Here's online edition at no extra cost. Sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to add your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 12-year-olds who are not. For more information, go to ironfootball.com.
School 54-42 down in Dawson. George Ranch down by 12 points with 4:47 left down against the Eagles. And Chris Elliott will file a final report, and we'll have that for you on Twitter tomorrow, and an interview with Charlie Jones at the conclusion of that one. So 4:47 left down in Dawson. It's 54-42, Longhorns die 12. That's it for George Ranch. Final score again, Lady Longhorns 68, Lady Eagle. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Tom Tarando. Being with us on GRHSI Radio, we'll be on the air Friday night. Longhorns host Elkins High School. The Rams come in to play the men's Longhorns team. We'll be on the air at 6:45 and the opening tip at 7 o'clock. So long, everybody.